Good evening, I'm Paul D'Arienzo with the headlines. An anarchist and professional dishwasher, intelligence analyst with the Air Force, Daniel Hale has been released from federal prison 33 months into his 45-month sentence for espionage. Hale had disclosed classified information by providing 11 top-secret documents about drones to a reporter in 2015. The information was included in an article by Jeremy Scahill of The Intercept. The impoverished Caribbean nation of Haiti is gripped by crisis as uprisings have tried to oust Prime Minister Ariel Henry. Armed gangs control most of the country and its capital, Port-au-Prince, and thousands of prisoners were freed after gangs attacked the national penitentiary over the weekend. The spokesperson for the United Nations Secretary General said it's a looming humanitarian crisis.
Displaced families are traumatized. Access to food, health care, and hygiene and psychosocial support are among the most urgent needs.
The editor of the English language section of Haiti Liberté is Kim Ives.
It's a very interesting moment in Haitian history and the first time the Haitian people have really started to have some victories, being able to prevent the U.S. puppet prime minister, de facto prime minister, Ariel Henry, from getting back into the country.
Getting the most attention is former elite police officer Jimmy Chersier, known as Barbecue.
He's fighting the U.S. It is the U.S. who has put the bullseye on him, who has targeted him.
Tonight, President Joe Biden is holding his State of the Union address. Administration officials say Biden will order the United States military to establish a temporary port in Gaza so more humanitarian aid can get to Palestinians in need, supplementing aid already being delivered via airdrops and land routes. The UN said Palestinians are facing starvation, and the Gaza Health Ministry says more than 31,000 Palestinians have been killed. But political activist Ralph Nader tells this reporter the numbers of dead are much higher than reported.
If you add 5,000 babies born every month in Gaza into the rubble, no health care, no doctor, no midwife, no mother's milk, you gotta assume at least 200,000 people have died, mostly children and women.
Nader adds Israel and Hamas have their reasons for reporting low death rates in Gaza.
Netanyahu, obviously, because the lower the figures, the less the outrage around the world. Hamas, because it doesn't want to give its people more material to criticize them for not being able to protect the civilians and have shelters and other ways to minimize casualties.
Governor Kathy Hochul announced on Wednesday soldiers from New York's National Guard will soon be patrolling subway stations. 750 National Guard members will join state police, checking riders' bags at stations in the city as part of a new crackdown on transit crime. While they can refuse, they'll be barred from entering if they do so. She said, if they refuse, we can refuse them. Communities United for Police Reforms sent out a news release on Wednesday. It read, "More policing does not keep us safe, but Governor Hochul's new subway plan ignores that basic fact and puts New Yorkers in harm's way." In related news, Mayor Adams has said he'll station 1,000 extra cops in the subways, and he added Tuesday at a news conference that the city is testing new gun detection technology.
If we don't get it now, we're definitely on the pathway of coming up with some new technology that's going to help us identify guns.
Big changes are coming to New York City if the City Planning Commission has its way. On Wednesday, the CPC voted to approve the mayor's City of Yes plan for economic development. The 18-part resolution would allow storefront businesses to open in residential areas and abolish MO zoning. City Planning Commission Chair Daniel Gorodnik.
Many parts of our zoning resolution for commercial and industrial districts are laughably outdated. They haven't been updated in over 60 years and arbitrarily and needlessly restrain small business growth and innovation.
The plan got a mixed reception from the public. Parts of the measure had been rejected by 32 out of 59 local community boards prior to Wednesday's meeting. Although Commission member Gail Benjamin voted yes, she added, there's a lot more work to be done.
I don't believe many of them register as businesses with anyone, so I believe they operate in a vacuum, and that troubles me.
Gorodnik replied the CPC had modified the plan in line with the public's concerns.
The commission is clarifying that these businesses must be limited to an individual's dwelling unit and can't occupy residential common areas. Home businesses are also being capped at 1,000 square feet to prevent residential units from being combined for business activities.
The next step for the City of Yes Economic Development Plan is a city council in the spring. Paul DiRienzo, New York.